Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. A big hello and welcome to Sukriti Jindal as our guest on Empower today. Welcome Sukriti.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really happy and honored to be here today.
No, it's such a pleasure, and I'm loving the fact that we can do this virtually even though we are not able to meet, you know, because of COVID and being in different cities. So let me just give a brief introduction about you and your brand. So my lovely listeners and viewers, on this episode, we will be exploring the journey of a clean and sustainable beauty brand that caters to the needs of global Indians, which is the brainchild of Sukriti Jindal Khaitan and Asha Jindal Khaitan, who form Asa Beauty. So Asa is the answer to clean, conscious beauty the global Indian woman has long been seeking in her homeland. It is a carefully curated, mindfully created, clean beauty solution. Asa offers an array of exquisite, purposeful products that are vegan, sustainable, free from animal cruelty, and inspired by the purity of nature. Leading the path with its movement in clean awakening, Asa draws its inspiration from what the discerning Indian woman has always desired, besides looking pretty, of course, but perhaps never fully experienced. So let's find out more about Sukriti and Asa Beauty. Hi again, Sukriti.
Hi, Meenakshi. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm super excited to get started here.
Yes, me too. And look at the glow. It's all Asa Beauty. I'll come back to that later. Okay? So tell us about Asa Beauty and how it came into being. And you believe in a green and clean beauty. So tell us, how did it all start?
Sure. So my mom-in-law, who is also the founder of Asa, mm-hmm. both of us, you know, we practice a vegan holistic lifestyle, and, you know, we would find ourselves like always trying to, whenever we travel, pick up all the products that we feel are clean, green, and bringing those back into India. And the reason why we would do that is because we would always find that we weren't able to get such high quality, luxury, clean products here in India. That we could truly trust and be, you know, confident of using in terms of performance and the fact that it's clean.
Right.
So then we were just sitting one day and we were like, let's start this, let's do it.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what gave us the push that we wanted to be India's first luxury clean beauty brand that's totally made in India for the Indian women.
Right.
And so that being said, like, you know, sadly, our industry, our beauty industry in India is not so well regulated, in the sense that a lot of brands that are springing up may or may not be following certain guidelines, right? And what people end up applying on their face, which we always forget that the skin is the largest organ, and whatever you apply gets absorbed in your body the same way you would eat something, and that gets absorbed in your body.
Correct.
You know, so, like, people would not realize or be aware of the fact that there's so many chemicals in all the skincare and the beauty products we use.
Yes.
And when we're applying that layers and layers on our face, that is really detrimental to our body in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So, Asa sort of stemmed from this whole feeling that let's be able to create something that is not only conscious, luxurious, authentic, vegan, cruelty-free, sustainable, all packed into one, made for our global Indian women who are here with us today.
Yes, and for every woman, don't you think? Like, not only Indian. I mean, I'm sure if I'm using something and I'm in Dubai or London and my friends, like, they always ask me, what color are you wearing or what lipstick? Because I'm a lipstick freak. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm wearing your color now. It's so stunning, but I'll share that with our viewers in a bit. But yes, I completely agree with you. And, you know, we've been reading so much about cruelty on animals, the testing procedures, even the packaging, you know, how often we use, how many products we buy. Like, you know, if I love makeup, every time I travel, I may pick up 10 items, you know. And then the recycling element, you know, the environment, everything. So, I mean, more power to you. We need more brands like yours. So how did you launch your brand, and what is the vision behind it, besides, of course, what you shared?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I guess, it was obviously, a little tough for us because we were super excited about this and, we were about to get it going, we were digging into the products, and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So how we launched our brand, it was totally digital.
Mm-hmm.
It was completely done online, and, it was really, really heartwarming to see that there was a lot of, positive response coming through, because I think that people had already, sort of entered the space of just living a more conscious, mindful life, and our brand values very much align with that of,
mm-hmm.
Those who are looking for a change in their life.
Right.
So that's how we launched, and, back to this idea of clean awakening. This is our brand's core philosophy. And essentially what it is we are talking about people moving forward in their journey of conscious consumerism,
mm-hmm.
and sort of awakening to the more conscious way of life. And Asa is a beauty brand, yes, but there are many other brands out there that are catalysts to moving people forward in their conscious way of being.
Absolutely.
That's what we're... Yeah,
like food and fashion, like Empower, and me personally, I concentrate on everything I'm passionate about, which is things I love and what I integrate in my life. So whether what I eat, where I go, so travel, what I wear, and you can see the whole sustainable and conscious awakening happening in all these industries. Like I myself am going through a gut cleanse right now just because... as a wine drinker or as a person who eats non-veg, who travels, I wanted to just clean my system. And I've actually gone vegan for the last 2 weeks and I can't tell you how good I'm feeling. So I don't know how long I'll be vegan, but I'm all for it, I can feel the change, as you said, inside, outside your skin. And then once you're making all this effort, why not even what you put on your skin? Why not? Add to that and make sure that you sustain even your own health inside and outside,
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, it all boils down to this whole concept of finding, and I mean, our generation is looking at finding brands and living a life that is true to the values we have or we stand by, right? So we no longer have to feel I wanted to use lipstick, but this is tested on animals and I don't have another option.
Yes.
Now you see things spring up that are very much in line with the way you choose to live. So,
that's the universe is giving you what you're asking for. That's what I believe. Okay, thank you for sharing that. So tell me, how is Asa revolutionizing makeup and beauty industry according to you?
So one of our most sort of key brand pillars is this whole concept centered around sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And with Asa, what makes us unique is our packaging that is made out of aluminium, which is an endlessly recyclable material.
Mm-hmm.
And that is specially, yes, that is specially crafted for our brand. We worked on the design aspect of it to make those pieces look like they are pieces picked up from nature, right?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of curved edges,
yes.
Not sharp angular things, and curves spark joy and excitement and a sense of, just feeling more attuned with nature. But most importantly is our whole refill system.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned, our cases are made out of aluminium.
Yes.
And the there is little tins inside which hold,
yes,
the product.
I can show it if you like. So the lipstick that I'm actually wearing, it's called Radiant Ruby, because I know I'm going to get a lot of people asking me that which one. And it's so lovely, and very kindly your team has sent me a few products, so I would love to share them because I wanted to try them before I promoted them genuinely from my heart, because I want to talk about what I believe in. So it's so easy. I mean, you just pop it in there, and I thought it would be tricky and I had so many questions. But sorry to interrupt. Yes, I was just sharing with everyone, but I'm going to do a proper video on this later. So yes, please continue.
The color is looking beautiful on you.
Thank you.
But the idea is just this refill system where you can take out the tin from inside or the bullet or whatever
mm-hmm.
the insert is and buy a refill separately,
mm-hmm.
Which is more economical and it's less wastage, and put that back into the case.
Right.
And that case sort of stays with you lifelong, and
yes.
The product you can keep changing as and when you please and as and how you please. So that's like a pretty central part of our brand, the packaging.
Which is revolutionary for India. I said which is revolutionary for Indian beauty brands, at least.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it's really a shift in consumer behavior. We're so used to being like picking up things off the shelf, and like suddenly our toiletries are like a billion. We wanted one and we suddenly have like 10.
Yes.
So, you know, and you're just stacking up and you don't realize how much waste that's also accumulated, you know, you've accumulated. So the idea here is just to minimize that, to simplify life, to go with multi-purpose products that can do the job of many things.
Like your lip and cheek tint, right? Because I used a little bit on my eye and then I used... It's a lovely peachy color. Sorry, I'm like going on about it because I really love them. And I put on some blush and then I added it. So it gives a little sheen. It's pretty cool. Yeah. No, and I also believe that in our little, us as consumers, as buyers of products, can also give back in a little way, you know, by just, you know, saving on, you know, just buying multiple things, then chugging them out, you know, once they expire. And, you know, to the whole recycling bit, I really like that, you know. First of all, it's economical. Second of all, you're contributing to the environment in your little personal way, you know.
Totally. It's, and like, you know, we don't know, but like you don't even realize that an average woman uses, a woman uses on average 16 products on her face a day.
Yeah. Guilty. Probably guilty as charged. Of course. If we can probably aim for like 10 and then 6 and do our best, you know, bring it down.
Yeah.
So tell me some fun question. How does Asa cater to the many skin tones? We're getting a little technical, but, and the types of Indian women.
Sure. So all our colors are specific, specifically curated, made for the Indian women in mind. So our skin tone, let's say if you were to look at a Caucasian woman, right? They have certain like pinky undertones and they have the colors that like work for their lips are maybe a little bit more pastel, like lilac colors, things like that. And those look gorgeous on them, you know?
Yes.
But when that same color is applied on, let's say, an Indian woman's lips, it just dulls our face down.
Absolutely.
You know?
The nudes. I mean, I struggle with them because abroad they look wonderful on other people. And, you know, there's so many nudes lying in my drawer I don't use.
Exactly that. Nudes are like the hardest to get. And,
right.
You know, I mean, the whole idea here is that we worked on many different types of skin tones and people with different undertones. So typically, us Indian women have a slightly warmer undertone.
True.
And, you know, getting the right colors for our concealer, so our dark bags, I have tons.
Yeah, no, I do too. They're just well concealed with your products.
Yeah, right now with the baby and Asa side by side, it's just getting darker and darker.
No,
but with, you know, usually we would apply a concealer and our eyes would suddenly start looking very gray.
Gray, get it.
Right. Exactly, not the right concealer for our shade. So we experimented and worked on many different colors and tried it on many different women from all over the world, all over India, like whoever was available to and wanted to try out these products. And alongside that, we tweaked and we worked on it, and it took us a year to get our products in place because we wanted to ensure that it
made sense. Or the R&D that you did.
Of course. So it took a while, but... you know, it's slowly started falling into place. And like our Indian climate is very different. All over India is very, very different. So we have to ultimately pick a product that can withstand heat, that can withstand the cold, that can withstand a lot
humidity,
of humidity.
Yeah. So nice. So there was a lot of hard work, which always is behind everything that is successful, you know. So tell me, how is Asa Beauty different from other clean and vegan cosmetic brands?
Sure. So, like I mentioned earlier, like the refill model is like a pretty big part of our whole system. And the idea is to combine and make a product that is natural, that is sustainable, that is vegan, cruelty-free, made for the Indian woman, and sort of kind of combine it all into one stream. And I think if we were to backtrack one more step, like Asa as a brand doesn't stand for just makeup, right? We're here as like a catalyst to move people forward towards leading a more conscious way of life without compromising on their on the luxury that they choose and want to have.
You should.
And it's, and it's just, it's a gateway. Like we, the way, how we position ourselves in terms of how are we different is also that we're not really like, it's not just about Asa. It's about the journey that comes with it. And even on our website and on our social media and just like our entire community that's forming, it's all about sort of stepping into a lifestyle of consciousness, not just about makeup. It's about the way you choose to live your life,
like a mindset as well, you know, like a thought process. And I love how your products, your packaging, they reflect it. Like I love the green, the subtle elements. It's very serene. You know, when you even look at the other, you know, the flat packaging and everything, the curves, like you said, it's very soothing. It's very nature inspired and you can see it. It's, there's a continuity in a thought process, that an idea that has now amalgamated into a line. You know, according to me, I love the whole theme behind it, you know, so it ties in very beautifully. And I think you have that very calm and serene and inspired by you. I'm like, you know, in YW, I've been like red and black, you know, so but it really brings out your inner glow, I feel, in some way, you know, so it's really beautiful. So tell me, what is the best part and what is the hardest part of managing a business which follows the sustainable route to create a cruelty-free and sustainable line and to create these kind of products? Why I ask this is also because we have a lot of young listeners, you know, listeners who are wanting, so Empower tries to imbibe, you know, something inspirational. Why would someone listen in? You know, of course they listen in for the brand and the products, but they also may have, you know, want tips on business, on starting, especially post-COVID. You know, people are going through ups and downs financially. So what would you say are the best and hardest part as an entrepreneur who has started in the beauty industry? What would you say are the best and hardest parts of it?
Sure. So for us specifically was the fact that we had to launch in the pandemic time, and you know, like suddenly you have to adapt to this change in consumer behavior, right? Like women love lipstick. I love lipstick, you know, and the first thing I would do is like, if I'm looking and exploring a brand, is probably pick up a lipstick and see how it feels on my lips. But now with this whole like work from home culture, with masks coming into the picture, you know, those type of things suddenly changed, right? Because no one wanted to buy lipsticks anymore and they were maybe focused more on eyes.
Correct.
So the idea is that, like, whatever comes your way, you have to know that nothing is ever going to go as per plan. And that's been, like, that's been a really big learning, like, where you think that, hey, we're a startup, let's have, like, a three-year business plan, let's have things down, let's have it locked in. But you're always thrown off guard. And quite frankly, 30% of the time, you're firefighting your way through. And that's how the learning is happening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, the ability to adapt, to change, to move with the times, like these are things that we've kind of almost been forced to do, but I'm kind of really grateful we had to do it that way, because whatever learnings came our way now, we're well prepared for the way the consumer is now moving forward in their journey. So to all the young consumers out there, I think that, you know, and people who are entrepreneurs and looking to get into this space, is just kind of go in with an open mind, ready for whatever comes your way, and be okay to adapt, to change, and to move forward, you know, and know that it's important to be like a dynamic brand and move with the times.
Yes, good tips and a very honest response, honestly. So thank you for that. And I also feel patience along with it. Like every meeting that I have with anybody I, you know, aspire, you know, to get advice from, all right, they always tell me, you know, be strong, be patient, you know, because everything takes its own time. I mean, of course, we all put in hard work and, you know, we have focus, but I think patience is key, which is also kind of like the underlying message you're saying, that no matter what comes your way, you know, be prepared and go forward. So just reiterating the fact that, you know, you're sharing this. Also tell me, so Asa goes beyond the perception of conventional beauty, right? and to create a world that is designed to constantly give back. That's the motto. So what is your personal mantra besides everything you've shared, like anything to add on to it?
So I guess one thing that I try to live my life by is knowing that energy is a currency, and whatever you focus and put your energy towards, you will get that back in return. So if I choose to focus my energy on like cribbing and being upset and crying and unhappy, I will get that back in return, versus if I choose to put my energy in something productive, powerful, something that is going to make a difference, I know that I will ultimately be able to achieve that. So I think that's something that I always catch myself and be like, where am I directing my energy right now?
Okay, nice. And we would also love to know how Asa aims to change the beauty landscape of India moving forward.
Right. So, I think the dream for us is to make clean beauty the new normal. Mm-hmm. And that's like ultimately what we're working towards in terms of, you know, giving people a product that they feel like the myth and also somewhat sad reality of certain clean beauty brands is that the efficacy and the performance of the product is non-existent sometimes. Like you may apply foundation and suddenly it's all like melting off your face because they don't have those added synthetic chemicals that keep it stuck on your face, right?
Yeah.
So it takes a while to get to that space where you can find a product that's clean and that gives you the performance you want. Mm-hmm. You know, so our lipsticks last for a really long time on the lips and it's natural, you know, and like people don't have to worry about certain things when they apply.
And they're great under a mask because I just tried it and I was like, oh, this sticks, this is good.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep building. What I also loved was you could build, it's buildable coverage kind of thing. So it starts off subtle, it's not as loud as you may think when you look at the color, but then it's buildable. So I like that. Yeah,
Those type of things, we just kind of ensured we had it in our product range that it's something that the consumer wants. It's something that the Asa woman is looking for, and not just giving them a product that they can't use in the long run. So my sort of hope and goal for the beauty landscape in the long run is ultimately making clean beauty the new normal.
Okay, nice. And hence the concept Clean Awakening.
Yes, exactly.
So you know the whole refillable program and the Clean Awakening. Anything else you would like to add to that? You've explained it all very beautifully, but these are the two main things that I really feel resonate with the audiences as well.
Those are definitely the Clean Awakening is the heart and soul of Asa.
Okay, great. So what do you have aligned for the upcoming years for Asa Beauty, if you would have anything to share or anything? I know I have some ideas, but after you.
Yes. No, so we, like I mentioned earlier, we're, you know, very much catered to the Indian women, and we're, us Indian women are not just limited to India. We're all over the world, you know.
Absolutely.
And so our plan is to go global. Mm-hmm. We do want to take this global, and additionally, keep building on our product line and keep building on, you know, we've got a bunch of new products lined up for this coming month of October, November.
Oh, lovely.
So that'll be super exciting.
Yes. Good,
you know,
festive hamper is coming up for all your guests.
It's a
great gifting idea. I'm actually going to incorporate it in one of my Meenakshi recommends, you know, for gifting. I mean, imagine the smile on your face if you're receiving a beauty hamper and makeup.
Yes. So, it's just kind of moving with creating, producing, innovating new things along the way and kind of expanding to more and more people for them to sort of come to enjoy the Asa community.
How lovely. More power to you, and I wish you great success. I'm sure you will be global very soon. So tell me, we would now like to pick your brains and know your top 5 favorites. In fact, I love the lipstick you're wearing too, because if it, you know, I like the fact that I can relate, you know, when you're similar, you know, Indian skin and you know it'll look good. So please share your top 5 favorites.
Sure. So, I have to say the Lip to Cheek product is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
I can just pop it into like my clutch or my bag, no matter how tiny. I just need to put that one thing and I'm sorted for my like lips, my cheeks, Yes, exactly. It's so easy.
Yes.
Sometimes if you forget your makeup kit and you have that, you feel like you can still pull through.
Yeah, because you can use it as an eyeshadow and blush and lips, you know, with your and I love that you can just, use your finger and apply it or directly too.
Yes, exactly. And so that's definitely one of my top products, and also because it's just simplifies life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other product, which actually has won a Vogue Beauty Award,
mm-hmm.
is our concealer. And mm-hmm. that's one of the, not to brag, but that is one of the best concealers that I have used.
Okay.
Because it doesn't
yes, you don't have to blend too much. Also, I wore it earlier under my foundation, so I'm going to do a video with all the products later. But I realized it doesn't need too much effort, and it gives great coverage.
Exactly, and it because they're all oils, butters, waxes, they like melt into your skin versus looking like, you know, very sharp.
Yeah, okay, key. Correct.
Okay.
So that's
exactly.
Two. And then
So and then our Hydra Matte lipstick
mm-hmm.
is also something that turned out to be like really exciting for us, because it has that matte effect without it being
without it drying. Yeah.
Drying.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. And if we were to look at a few more products that I would suggest that at least are my favorite, I feel that our highlighters also are something that are really fun to apply,
mm-hmm.
because again, when you apply it, it just blends in. After like a couple of minutes, you'll see it like sort of melt into your skin, and it's not like this sharp streak that's sort of there with a lot of highlighters when
we
apply it.
I'm dying to try that now, so that's going to be my next buy. okay, and one more, last but not the least.
So if you were to go with one more product, I'd say we're about to launch this, so I'm giving a little like spoiler alert.
Yay!
But we're coming up with our mini lipsticks that we'll be selling. And those are going to be like just yay big, super tiny, and just super easy to carry around. And
especially for evening and stuff and touch-ups, yeah.
Exactly. Super easy, and you know, you can experiment with many colors, mix them, get things going. And
yeah, you have a great range too. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, light to dark. That's what I liked. So thank you so much. Any last words? Anything you would like to say to all our lovely listeners and viewers?
No last words. Just want to thank you for having me here, and thanks to everyone who's listening and tuning in to, you know, be a part of this. So super excited to see, you know, how you go forward.
No, you have a loyal customer now for life. And of course, I will try my best to showcase all your lovely products. And I wish you great success. Yes, and a lot of love to you and your family. So, especially the baby. Okay. So thank you so much, Sukriti. This brings us to the end of an inspiring and insightful chat about clean awakening, clean beauty, you know, everything that the world needs right now, honestly. Thank you, Sukriti, for sharing your motivating journey with us at Empower. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up on all this and more engaging videos, audio content, photographs, and a lot more details about the products in various formats on my Instagram, Facebook page, Meenakshi Kuwadikar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, keep smiling, keep shining, have a safe, clean and fantastic week, everyone. And don't forget to own it.